This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
It's pretty dope.
The absolute best choice.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
You want to do the go off now or after Freddie?
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
The text line? YouTube? Saying it was not Andres Cantor.
My bad.
Profile of Branham over here.
My bad. No, what it is I can't believe they didn't have Andres Cantor on the Mexico game. Mm. That's blasphemy. How do you not have Andres Cantor on the Mexico game?
Did you watch the game?
I watched it in bits, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you would say to me, so.
Watched it in bits. I never saw the name of the announcer. I did assume that it was Andres Cantor, because I would think that they would have their top play-by-play guy on the Mexico game on Telemundo last night.
Yeah.
Right? How would you not do that?
It's strange.
It's brutal. I think that's the take.
Like, why would you do this? But.
You blew it with no Andres Cantor.
Did they, though?
I mean, Andres Cantor is a legend.
I know, but this guy was pretty great. We gave him 2 tens.
He sounded just like Andres Cantor to me.
Yeah. We gave him 2 tens, so like.
He's really good, too.
Maybe they didn't make a mistake.
Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe Andres is on the B team now. But yeah, I thought it was Andres, my bad. All right, ready for the goal thing?
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to do? Okay. Are you going to play, or are you just going to?
He's got to play.
I'll play. But I could time you guys.
Well, it's just whoever lasts the longest.
Yeah.
We're all going at once, right?
Oh, we're going to.
I guess but he likes data, so he wants time.
No, we don't have. We can all go
at once.
That's probably the most simple. That's probably the simplest thing to do.
Yeah, it's a last longer. But you got to do. Are you ready? You can say go.
Sure. All right. Ready?
No.
All right.
All right. I think I'm good.
Ready.
Yeah.
Set. Go.
Go.
I think Jeremy still wins. I honestly stopped hearing him, so I stopped thinking I had won. But I think I just heard Joe drop off.
Your voice went up like an octave as you ended.
Did it?
Yeah. Jeremy wins.
How many people changed the channel?
I don't know. I would have been laughing my tail off if I heard that on the radio.
A real junkie
would appreciate it.
Would have done it with us.
Yeah.
Junkie?
Driving down the road.
Like, that's a real junkie.
Pulling into the drive-thru Whataburger. Hold on. Go!
They should have. They should have been able to see if they could have topped us. Oh,
what was
man.
Your goal call for the Dynamo? Did you have a set one? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I think I said goal, but I don't think I didn't try to like last long on it.
Yeah.
Just like goal. I think I did like the goal. Dynamo goal. I can't remember.
It's been a while.
Usually, I don't like to.
What
I don't
was your
have
last
a,
year, 18? 19?
I don't remember.
It was definitely pre-COVID.
Page. It was pre-COVID. Maybe 18. Maybe 16, 17, 18, something like that.
That sounds right.
Yeah, maybe. I think I was more of the, say the player's name in the call. So it was more based on who scored.
What'd you do for your favorite Seattle player? Even Schlitz.
Was he on Seattle?
I thought he was
on Chicago.
Seattle. Oh, was it Chicago?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Minotas!
We got some a wider range of text on that. Junkie, this is great radio. Another junkie said, horrible. Another junkie, that was pretty impressive. Good job, guys. Change the channel. We were screaming with y'all. Oh, I partake in it, says Epic. That was hilarious. Thank y'all for that. Guilty. Lost to Branham. Yeah!
See?
Let's go.
There we go.
Real junkies.
That's one. You can only do that once, though. Like, we can, like, when's the earliest we can dust off the next goal off?
If America advances to the semis, I think we could do
I think it's next World Cup. I think it's in 4 years,
there's
boys.
There's no chance we're still together in 4 years.
I know, but I think that's the earliest we can do it. I think that's
we know the radio biz.
It's kind of math.
It's probably true.
Math and probability say that's likely.
Jeremy's already running out the usual clock with his tenure here.
What's that?
Yeah, it's probably poor phrasing.
He basically said, Jeremy, you're due to get fired because you've been here for too long. That's basically what Brian
said. Kind of. Your tenure is longer than the average.
I think it's in 4 years. I think it's the earliest we can do. It's the World Cup.
I'd say 2 years.
Well, for what?
The Women's World Cup.
Okay. Four years.
Well, first off, it's next year White Knight.
This guy's not watching.
Dude, it's next year?
Yes, wait, next year White
This
Knight.
Guy won't even watch the WNBA, and he's talking about let's dust it that off for the Women's World Cup.
That was such a front. He's not watching it.
That's a good use of the BS flag. It's also weird that it's not in 2 years.
Okay, thank you, though.
I would think it would be in 2 years.
Yeah, I was thinking like the Olympics.
I'm not disputing
Maybe I should
you.
Double check myself.
I'm not disputing Brian. I believe Brian, because Brian's usually right about useless facts, and if there's a useless fact that's ever been needed, it's right now.
No, Brian's right.
But it's just weird to me. Yeah, it's just weird that it's not every other year.
Yeah, it's 27.
I mean, every 2 years. Because you would think if the men's World Cup was in 26 and in 30, women would be 28, 32, like the Olympics.
Yeah.
The summer and the winter Olympics. You'd think it would be like that.
You would think so.
You know what? You know why it's not?
Well, maybe COVID?
It's because the Olympics aren't 28.
Oh.
So that's probably why.
So is this a one-off or is this like the
I think
rota?
This might be like the routine.
This is the rota.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think it's weird.
So there's only, you know.
That way they never have a World Cup and an Olympic year?
At the same year, yeah.
That makes sense.
But the World Cup, the Olympic soccer rules are a little different, at least for men. Like, you have to have, they all have to be young. You only have, like, three guys older than, like, 23, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it's different for the women, though.
Well, I think it's more just it'd be going on near the same time. Because the World Cup would start in June and the Olympics start usually, what, August?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, somebody said women's national team's playing the Olympics. So it's different on the women's side than the men's side. So that's probably true, but this is also a factor. I was reading, too, that the next World Cup for the men is going to be, like, in our, like, fall months.
Really?
Because of the heat?
Yeah.
Because the last
Who's the host?
It's Spain.
And whatever.
Portugal and Morocco.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of interesting because if that – never mind. I don't know. That's wrong. It says June 8th through July 21st. That's not fall.
That's not fall at all.
Maybe it was Olympics or something. Maybe it was the Olympics. I don't know.
Well, the last one was that.
Maybe the Summer Olympics are going to be in the fall or whatever.
Yeah, because the last World Cup ended in December.
The one that was in Qatar?
Yeah.
Qatar.
It depends on how you say it.
Somebody says higher divorce rates, pilots, or radio personalities. I don't know.
Probably.
I'm going to go pilots.
I mean, there's three of us in this room. We've never been divorced.
Fact.
100% success rate.
What about the rest of the lineup?
Not as good. Morning show is 0 for 2.
Had Lance been married before?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know about John.
John's been married before.
I didn't know that.
Until when?
Just now.
Oh, yeah. He's been married before. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRP Listener 9. The latest on Freddie, LA7. He's not off of all social media, but he is off of Twitter. He posted on Instagram after he deactivated his Twitter account. Hey, everyone, I just wanted to let you know why I deactivated my account. One, this was the plan all along, even before we started the World Cup trip. Two, too many people seem to have a problem with us having a genuinely good time here in this country, and this is ruining the fun a bit for us because we really just wanted to document our road trip and never expected that people would have a problem with it. Three, people are digging in my 22K post to find a handful of, in their opinion, controversial posts and post them without zero context. That feels like that got that backward. With zero context, I think it would make sense.
Yeah.
Maybe that was lost in translation. To make me look like a bad person. Also, I've seen that some people are upset that it's not our first time in the U.S. of A., which is surprising me because I even replied to someone at the beginning of the trip that I've been here before. I can understand that it seemed like that for many because of reactions to the stuff we saw, which is because we've never been to any of the places we visited. It was, for us all, our first time in the South. I've only been to the main tourist places like NYC, LA, and Las Vegas. Don't worry, guys. We're still going to enjoy our time here and obviously celebrate the 4th of July. Our route now is Boston to Dallas. We can't wait to get back into the South. Just going to update on Twitter anymore. Just not going to update on Twitter anymore because it's just too toxic over there. That was soft. Update on Freddie Alley.
Yeah. It's a little soft.
Should we be concerned? People that have dug up on their his pad, like he said some controversial racist things.
I mean, like first of all, like it's you get what you get.
Is this though like a hint that he's doubling down on his racist stuff by being like, we love the South, and he's
Texas is good. Everything is big.
But he also capitalized the S in South twice. Mm. So he wouldn't put like the South, like capital. Like I think he might be sending mixed messages here. Huh. We really love the South, boys. And he put capital S's on both of them. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
The capital thing could be a language barrier.
Just saying.
It's possible. Or maybe he views it as a North and South still.
Some of the these controversial tweets were racist.
Do we know any of these tweets that caused controversy?
I do know one, but I'm not going to repeat it.
Oh, okay. Is that bad? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't say the N-word, but he refers to black Americans in a pretty derogatory way. I think it's derogatory. I think it's very derogatory, actually.
I would agree to that.
I would never say what he said.
No, we would get canceled.
Yeah, it's unacceptable, quite frankly. And then he's referring to the South like this?
Not a great look.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Freddie, for the South.
Like, there's two type of people in the world. There's ones that like Freddie, and there's ones that don't.
Yeah.
Maybe this is
two types of people in the world.
Isn't he the guy that's he doesn't reveal his actual face? He's masked up.
It's Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of why.
Makes you wonder.
Hiding. Soft.
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I hope you know what that means. All right. 713-780-3776. The Belgians don't look good, boys. Doesn't look good. Who wanted Belgium moneyline? What a jabroni. No one can see you point, Joe.
Well, since we didn't talk, I think they all got it.
But we are on the over, so one more goal would be cool.
Yeah, we're all right.
And Toronto looks all right at the moment. All right, 713-780-3776. Rockets did some things in free agency. They made some smart moves. Marcus Smart is now officially, well, I guess not official, but Marcus Smart has agreed to terms with the Rockets. And Bogdan Bogdanovic is a Houston Rocket as well. What can we really expect from these guys? And what are they going to do with Tari? 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and it's Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything. Feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. I live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
My Venmo's at Jeremy-Branham, 4123, at Jeremy-Branham. We'll get to the Rockets in just a moment. The Astros, Joe Espada, this is from Chandler Rome. Joe Espada saying that Christian Javier will work out of the Astros bullpen starting Friday. It's not necessarily a permanent move, but Javier will initially serve as a traditional reliever, so not the piggyback, will be a reliever. So I think this probably means Yolola's going down.
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah, they're not gonna. I mean, they would get rid of one of their five starters.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting move. Like, it's not what I expected. He also said Kaiway will transition to the bullpen while he's in Florida.
Okay,
they placed him on the 15-day IL today, retroactive to the 28th, so that knocked out his being sent down. Which is interesting. So now, in theory, you have Kaiway and Javier join your bullpen at some point.
It's going to be interesting when Kaiway comes back. What's the corresponding move? It'll be interesting when Lance McCullers comes back. What's the corresponding move?
Yep.
And it'll be interesting once Renel Blanco comes back, what the corresponding move is. Hayden Wesneski pitched in FCL.
And Bennett Sousa threw a similar game today at Daikin.
They got all these arms coming back.
They got a lot of arms coming back.
Know where to put them. Now, guys will get hurt. We get it. But there's going to be, how many guys do we just rattle off there? Four or five?
Yes.
And you have to figure out how to make that all work.
Yeah, this Javier one surprises me. Like, we didn't mention it once. Like, never even considered as an option.
I just didn't think they would do it.
Yeah, just being a traditional reliever. It's probably the right move of all the things they're going to do.
Oh, I applaud that they did it.
Yeah.
Oh, we even forgot about McCullers.
You said McCullers.
Oh, okay. I applaud that they did it.
Yeah.
I think this is the right play for the best interest of the organization.
Because in theory, like, he's stretched out enough to where he can still also piggyback at least a little bit. He'd probably give you 2 or 3 innings. Like, that sounds like a mop-up guy to me.
I would want him to pitch multiple innings.
You're up big, you're down big. Like, that's when Javier comes in and he goes until his arm falls off, and that's his role on this team now.
Yeah. Junkie says Javier low leverage, high leverage, or just right leverage. I think he's low leverage.
Yeah.
And he's more mop up like Joe said. Or like a guy leaves the game early. Like, he gets you to the, you know, 6th, 7th inning.
Yeah. Like, and maybe he can establish himself in this role and that changes.
Yeah.
But doubt it.
I don't have much confidence in him.
No, no. But like, it's low leverage until he proves otherwise.
Yeah, I think it's the right play.
Like, we're not going to see him come in and, you know, if, you know, De Los Santos pitched yesterday. We're not going to see him pitch the day after a De Los Santos game and be your high leverage righty out of the bullpen. That's more likely to just go back to Abreu at this point.
Yeah. No, but I tip my cap to the Astros. I didn't think that they had the courage to make this type of decision, and they did. So I do applaud them for that. Maybe it's a precursor that they're not afraid to make some tough decisions when it comes to guys on this roster. Maybe Javier being in the bullpen is a precursor to him not being on this team.
I think so.
Maybe Lance McCullers is that type of conversation as well.
Yeah, I can see it. It feels a lot more in play now than it did 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Of just like, okay, you're being a bullpen pitcher. That's it. Not even a piggyback. You're a traditional reliever making, what, his luxury tax number is – or is 18 and a half,
I think.
So, yeah, that feels like a guy that can be bought out and on another team or in the back in the minors.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would pick up his contract.
I don't think so either.
So I think he'd be a spacer. I mean, he could just refuse the assignment and be like, nope, not doing it. Just pay me and then go to a different team.
Yeah, that's implied.
The Astros would still be on the hook for all the money, though.
But, yeah, I mean, this is the right move. Like, and how he looks will be interesting because he also hasn't been doing this, which I all think is interesting. He has not been doing this in the minors. He's been starting.
Yeah, it's almost like they thought that like it would work itself out, and they'd figure out a way to carve him a starting spot, and it just like didn't materialize.
And no one's gotten hurt yet.
Maybe so. Burrows pitched too good to do it. Maybe the move was Burrows. Maybe the move was Burrows either down or to the pen, but because Burrows pitched really good previous outing, and then yesterday, Rocky in the first inning, but then was pretty good 2nd through 5th, maybe he's like, yeah, we can't really demote him, or not demote him to the minors, demote him, you know, from starting rotation to the bullpen. And they're like, we gotta do it with Javier.
Yeah, and it must also show like some level of faith in Arrigetti that he's gonna get it right. You go 5-man rotation, and you just could have very simply put Javier in that role and sent Arrigetti down. They're not willing to do that, so it shows some level of that, at least.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, Arrigetti's upside is pretty high.
It is. No, it was pitcher of the month. Like,
so it makes sense that you would want to like do everything possible to get him back on track at the big league level.
So I give him credit.
Yeah, like, me too.
It's not what I expected at all. I mean, Kiwi going back to the bullpen, that one's obvious.
Right.
The Javier one was not.
It was even like kind of like, oh, okay, they're going to send him down to the minors at first. Eventually, IL him because like a workload. Okay, that makes sense too. And maybe they end up doing that with some other guys as well at some point.
And maybe the piggyback eventually is McCullers. Or maybe he starts the game more traditionally and then someone would come in after him.
Yeah.
Is what the eventual move ends up being.
Yeah, it's going to be. Today was their first kind of like big decision with all these arms coming back. And they're going to have a few more eventually as well. 713-780-ESPN. Marcus Smart, a Rocket. They also sought they signed a shooter, if we're going to call him that. Bogdan Bogdanovic is a Rocket as well. How do these guys fit in to their plans? 713-780-3776 is Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5. You need to fit Two Creeks Crossing Resort into your plans, whether it's a summer vacation, whether it's a weekend getaway, whether you're just maybe it's just a down and back for a night or two because you just need to get out to the peace and quiet that is Two Creeks Crossing Resort. It is awesome out there. 92 acres of property for you to explore. 92 acres of green spaces for you to really explore and enjoy. They got wildlife out there you don't see inside the loop. Beautiful Mother Nature the way it was intended to be. They got two creeks out there, too. It's in the name, which you can fish on the two creeks. Outstanding fishing. There's also a catch and release pond in the middle of the property. Great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. And then maybe you take them out to the creeks afterward. Also, you can kayak on those creeks. That makes it a lot of fun. They have pickleball courts out there for you, too. That's really fun. The pool, always a great way to spend some time. Swampers where you can grab a drink. Or how about Blue Bayou Bend, the water park that's out there now. The Lazy River that goes around the property, really cool as well. You're going to love it. It's in the middle of their property, but it is great, great out there at Blue Bayou Bend. And they're always taking care of their visitors, too. You know this week's going to be big for Two Creeks Crossing Resort. 4th of July feast going on. It's a marathon. It's going on for 4 days, the 4th of July out there, the 4th of July party. They got some food trucks out there, live music, Daniel Lynn on Friday, the Mud Creek Revival on Saturday. But every weekend in July is a great time. The Luau on the Lazy River coming up on the 24th and the 25th, too. You got to get out there to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. You're going to be happy. The kids are going to be happy. The significant other is going to be happy, too. And, you know, what they say, happy wife, happy life, right? Book your stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
So Marcus Smart, rumored deal, 2 years, $13 million. Player option for the second season. What do you think, Joe?
I've talked myself into the contract. I like the deal.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be a lot more than that.
You're very impressionable, young man.
No, I just made an assumption that it was going to be a much bigger contract, and it's not. Like, it's kind of like what you were saying about, you know, if Fred VanVleet would have hit free agency, probably would have got that $25 million on a longer-term deal. Maybe not.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Like Marcus Freeman, Marcus Smart. Sorry.
Notre Dame on the mind.
My bad.
He's a Golden Domer. Forgive him.
But I think it's a fair contract for a backup point guard.
Like, it's totally fine.
It is that contract improves your roster. You're not limited in making other moves with what they've done in free agency so far, or what they haven't officially done yet. But so I'm good with it.
Yeah, I think he's immediately your backup point guard. Gives you a little bit of Fred VanVleet insurance. Is he a great player? Like, great shooter? No. I think he's just a dog, though. I think he's a dog, culture guy, good defender. Mm-hmm. Are the two Belgians fighting each other?
They are.
That's not a great look for the Belgians.
That's collapsing.
Bad. They are collapsing. Down 2-0 in the 70th minute and can't keep their composure. I'm a fan of the signing. Super cheap, all good there. Also, there is reports that Bogdan Bogdanovic is going to be a Houston Rocket as well. League minimum for the 33-year-old, soon to be, he'll be 34 next year, Serbian. What did you think of this pickup by Rafael Stone and the Houston Rockets?
I mean, his shooting numbers aren't that different this last year versus his career. I mean, the amount of
it's his worst 3-point shooting in his career.
But they're not like, it's not like a dire drop off.
No, 38% to 30, a little under 35%.
Yeah. League minimum, it makes your roster deeper.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing the typical Rockets fan reaction of just like, oh, this is a great signing. Maybe like when he was playing in Atlanta, if you would have acquired him.
He was good then.
Sure.
Really good.
This is not like, he's not a guy who's going to be in your starting five. He's not a guy that you're probably going to want on the court at the end of games, like, except in very like specific situations of...
I'm not sure you ever want to see him on the floor.
Like, down by two, put him out there with a second left.
I think he's like a designated shooter, like, in situations. Yeah.
So, like, it's a good depth piece again. Like, this is, I expect him to play probably less than Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure he plays in every game.
Yeah. Like, it's...
I mean, you're going point guard, you're going Fred, you're going Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting guard... whoever you want to consider your shooting guard between Amin and Kevin Durant. But let's just say Amin. Amin's your two. Your backup two is Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant's your three. Your backup three is probably Tari.
Yep.
If you pick him back up. We'll see on that. Your power forward is Jabari Smith. Your backup there's who knows. Maybe that's where
Tari I would just say Tari because he's going to.
Maybe that's where Tari can play 3-4, and Bogdanovich can play like a little bit of the minutes of the 3, depending on situation, depending on game. And then your 5 is Alpi with Steven Adams in the mix. It's mm-hmm. So like Bogdanovich, best case scenario. And like we're not even talking about the rookie, which that's another conversation entirely.
He's playing the G League.
Yeah, right, exactly. But like if this is your team, and look, there's still a lot of offseason to play. We'll see. But if this is your team, Bogey's your 10th player. Your 10th player is not playing much.
He's playing mostly on nights when Reed gets run off the court.
Yeah.
And he pisses off Udoka.
Yeah.
Like, that's when we're going to see Bogdanovich play the most this season, I would imagine. If he's playing more than that, it's injuries.
If I said 12 minutes per game, would you say over or under?
I'll take the under because I think you hit the number on the head.
Yeah, I think I did.
Like, I think 12 is the number that we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play much. And you got him on the vet minimum, so cool. Like, vet minimum for the 10th guy on your team, that gives you some shooting, which you need. I think it's fine. It's fine. I wouldn't consider him, like, a key core to this team.
No, I think the Rockets roster with these two moves is better in terms of it's deeper.
Yeah.
But it's not like these aren't moves that – this is running it back. With adding some depth to it. This is probably was always the most logical thing the Rockets were going to do this offseason.
You're kind of getting four players back, though, with Fred, Steven, and now these two guys.
Yeah. Like, you're a deeper basketball team now mm-hmm. at this point. Are you competing with the Spurs because of these moves? No. Or the Thunder? No.
I did see two tweets that I took offense to. I wasn't offended, but I was just kind of like, come on. One was the Brodeau. He had he listed like his depth chart, and he listed Reed Sheppard as the 2 as the point guard, and Marcus Smart off the ball. No, I can promise you that Marcus Smart's going to play more point guard on this team than Reed Sheppard, assuming they're both healthy.
I would agree to that.
Like the reason they signed Marcus Smart is because they don't like what they see with Reed in a minute at point guard.
Yeah, unless Reed takes a drastic jump this offseason, which at this point I don't project.
So I saw that, was kind of like, okay, come on. And then the other one was from Lance. He said the Rockets still have a young core in place. However, that rotation's getting old. Ages when season starts. Bogdanovich, 34. KD, 38. Finney-Smith, 33. Fred VanVleet, 32. Clint Capella, 32. Steven Adams, 33. Clint Capella and Dorian Finney-Smith aren't in the rotation. Mm-hmm. And then also Bogdanovich, I'm not sure he's going to be an everyday in the rotation, but at least two of those six guys he listed aren't in the Rockets rotation.
Yeah, I mean, they have a weird roster now in terms of like the age gap. They have a very young and a very old roster at the same time. But you're probably right. Like, I didn't even realize, I forgot about Dorian Finney-Smith. I still hope they find a trade partner for him.
Right?
Or just cut him.
Yeah, but that was my offense. Is that, like, yeah, two of the guys you listed there, maybe three aren't even in the rotation. If you were playing a game today.
Yeah, Fred's the only one that's like really in the rotation. I guess Adams, too, that you talk about like the long-term outlook for the Rockets roster of where they're missing pieces. And because Reed's not a point guard, your future at that position is highly questionable. But, I mean, Alpi's still your primary center for at least the foreseeable future. So you can, and maybe not to like the level, but you can replace Steven Adams if you need to. Like next season.
It's one of the greatest offensive rebounds that we've ever seen.
That's why I said not to that level.
He's generational.
You can find a guy that can do some of what he can do when you'll have a bunch of money coming off the books the following season.
Yeah, so I guess we're on the same page. Marcus Smart, your backup point guard. Bogdanovich is 9th, 10th, 11th player on your team and situational shooter.
Yeah, it's just I don't think there's a big move happening this offseason.
I don't either.
They're not in Jaylen Brown.
Which I'm okay with, actually.
Yeah, like they're not in on Jaylen Brown. Even now, all the articles that are started, like you click on, like the Athletic put one out, 6 teams for Jaylen Brown. The Rockets aren't even mentioned anymore. Like what, when Zach Lowe from The Ringer went out and said he hasn't heard the Rockets once, I think that was kind of a signal to the rest of the league, or at least to the fan base, like they have no interest in Jaylen Brown. Hell, they might have been that team that Bobby Marks was talking about that hates him analytically at this point.
Oh,
but it's like, this is the roster. And they're going to run it back, and they're banking on the development of their young players to take the next step if this team's going to compete for anything.
There's not a move out there that makes them significantly better anyways. So
I think Jaylen Brown would have been the only move.
I don't think that makes them significantly better.
I like Jaylen Brown. So, and I don't know if it still puts you in a category of jumping San Antonio or Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's my point.
But they would be better than they are.
Like the ceiling currently of this team is 3rd in the West. The ceiling with Jaylen Brown on this team is still 3rd in the West.
That's probably true. Unfortunately.
And that's why I don't want to mortgage the future chasing after that.
Yeah.
It's just a dog chasing its tail.
And now you got these lottery picks that you're just hoping are going to hit.
Yeah, you got to hope they hit.
Yeah.
You got to hope that the lotto is good that year. No Reed Sheppard year. Anything else around the NBA that's caught your attention? Celtics stealing Mitchell Robinson away from the Knicks. You got a pretty big deal there, 47. The Walker Kessler trade is insane to me. The amount of draft picks they gave up for Walker Kessler feels a bit much.
Yeah, I think it's interesting in the context of the lottery. Of just, like, those picks, we don't know what the lottery format's going to be when they're available. Like they've said, like, this format is only guaranteed for three seasons.
So weird.
So you have no idea what these picks into the 2030s are going to be worth.
Yeah, but you still get four. I mean, you got two first form, you got two first round pick swaps.
Yeah.
I'm probably trading Walker Kessler for that.
Yeah, I mean, who went for four firsts last year to the Magic from the Grizzlies? Bane?
Oh, yeah, Desmond Bane.
It was four firsts last year. I mean, Gobert was four firsts. Like, teams trade. Sometimes teams just trade away these picks like they're candy.
It's crazy.
As soon as they have them available, they just unload them. It's how the Rockets are in the position they're in because of Brooklyn. Now, that trade makes more sense because it was James Harden, at least. But, like, yeah, the Lakers are probably the interesting team of the day just because literally, like, Shams Charania tweeted out four moves within 15 minutes of each other. Like, it was Walker Kessler, some guy's name who I have no idea how to pronounce, Sandro.
Give it your best shot, Joe. That's all we ask of you is to do your best.
Mama Kula Chevy?
Mom drives a Chevy is what I heard.
that's what I heard too when I said it. Quentin Grimes and then Colin Sexton.
Go Cougs. Like, don't gloss over that one. That's Cougs. The best move they made all offseason.
I think it is the best move. Well, Kessler's pretty good.
Let's see. Quentin was in Dallas 24-25. Luka was in Dallas the first 22 games of that year. So they did cross paths. They had like all the camp and they had the first 22 games of Luka's season that year. He had injuries too, so it's probably a few months.
Yeah.
So he probably co-signed on Quentin Grimes, and I can tell you why he would. Quentin Grimes, very good player.
Like, I think the Lakers.
Model citizen.
Lakers made out well. Grimes is a good player.
He is a good player.
They need a center to help Luka out for pick and roll.
I think they traded too much for Walker Kessler.
Probably. Well, they probably did. Like, but
they're going all in for Luka.
But their hope, but their thought process too is that they didn't because they have Luka.
Yeah.
And that when those picks are all coming up, that they're going to still have Luka. And in theory, they're all going to be late first. They're never going to be lottery picks.
Is it going to be Ozempic Luka, though?
That's by a question 2032? That no one knows the answer to. Mm-hmm. Like, is this athletic-looking Luka going to be something that is permanent? Or is he going to get unhappy in L.A. at some point and get fat again?
Yeah.
Like, that's the wild card. And that's the risk the Jazz are taking here. Is they're saying, well, we're willing to take all these picks in because what if he gets unhappy? Like, not everyone stays in L.A. forever.
No. This team screwed up royally. They had all these picks just to be a best fourth or fifth best team in the West because they continue to make dumb moves. I also think that we in the city overrate how good that Rockets young core was. Like, I like Amin. Amin has serious offensive flaws. Most people like Alpi Shingun, and Annie is a two-time All-Star. He has severe defensive flaws. Like, these teams that rebuilt got superstars. The Rockets got, like, all-stars. Like, yep. That's kind of, like, the difference between why San Antonio's really good and in the finals, and the Rockets are, like, this team that, you know, can't get out of the first round.
Like, what did they screw up? Like, Castle?
Some people would say trading for Durant. Some people would say trading or not drafting Castle.
I mean, like, what is Jalen Green, what people are still looking for?
I know. The Suns are, like, shopping him, too.
Yeah, like, he's not a good player.
He's Kevin Martin.
Yeah, like
Kevin Martin reincarnated. So better athleticism.
Yeah, he's going to be on his third team potentially here soon, and then before you know it, he'll be on his fourth team. Like it's the Kevin Durant trade. There's nothing wrong with that trade.
And then he's after he goes to another team after four. What is that?
Five.
Tobias Harris to the Spurs. That's a junkie.
That's interesting.
It is kind of interesting because I feel like they have a surplus of wings. Maybe they'll play him as a small ball four.
I could see that. Put him and Wemby out there together.
And he's a decent shooter.
Yeah.
Spaces the floor a little bit, especially if he's playing small ball four.
Yeah, I think the biggest reality check from this for me was this is a bad free agency class. Like, we're all the good players. Like, there's no one. Like, none of these signings I've seen today are just like, yeah, this makes the team good.
They're employed.
Like, I think the Norm Powell move by the Bulls might be the best move of the day.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying.
Here we
Homer
go.
Homer Joe's
just,
back.
Just saying.
Quentin Grimes is the best move of the day.
good for him getting the bag.
Junkie says losing Hartenstein. That was a crappy thing. He's pretty good. Any chance the Rockets can convince Toronto to add to the reunion and swap Fred VanVleet in a pick for Quickly? Nope. No chance of that. LeBron to the Knicks or to the Heat? No chance he joins the Knicks. If you gun to my head, I had to choose between one of those two teams, I'd say Heat.
Yes, I would go Heat as well.
I think Warriors are in play. I think Cleveland's in play as well.
But could the Rockets, to the Texans question?
Can they get LeBron?
Is there any way they can get Sasser?
He's being dangled by Detroit.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be interested. They're foolish for not being interested, but I don't think they're going to be interested. I feel like they're kind of done.
I think they're done. I think this is it.
I think this is kind of their roster. And maybe they trade, you know, DFS or whatever, but I don't think they're going to make another significant move.
The only thing I think that changes that is if Tari gets an offer sheet that the Rockets are unwilling to match. And then maybe if Tari is off the roster, then we see the pivot and we see the picks, the DFS contract. That's where they come into play.
I wonder if they just keep DFS, though, if Tari's gone.
I mean, he sucks.
Yeah, but he's 2 years removed from injury. Next year's the final year of a guaranteed year. All the other years are non-guaranteed.
Yeah, I just,
and then you signed Bogdanović.
Yeah, I just that to me
they
feels
can battle
like,
it out for your ninth and tenth roster spot.
Yeah, I think that's where you can upgrade the roster, is if he goes away, if Tari goes away, and which I think at this point he'll be back, and then you pivot off of that move.
Yeah.
But besides that, like I think they're done.
I don't disagree. Amin has offensive flaws, but he still puts up 20-plus regularly. Yeah, I wish he would actually attack the basket more. I feel like sometimes he becomes a little bit passive. I wish he would be a little bit Giannis and just like, I'm going to get to the rim no matter what, and then go to the line. Now, he's never averaged 20 points a game, so like, he was close, 18 and a half, but...
I think he'll get there. You don't think the game's going to keep developing? Do a 20-point per game guy?
I think it's going to come because of volume, not because of developing his offensive skill.
I still think there's a mid range in there still.
He can make a mid range jumper. Yeah, he's like, currently got that.
But like up a level. Where like there can be a move that's added to his game and he can get to it more often.
I hope you're right.
I still think it's like I look at the free throw numbers and I'm like, this guy, like he can shoot. If we can stop taking threes, that'd be nice.
People want to talk more Rockets, want to talk more NBA free agency. So we'll do that next. 713-783 Rocket Power.
It's been a while since we've heard that.
713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5. You know, these federal watch parties downtown are popping. They are great. 1221 McKinney Street, all throughout the soccer tournament. Watching it now, a great save was just made, which is bad for some, maybe half the population. But you can be catching the excitement of the soccer tournament at Federal American Grill's downtown location. They got live music daily starting at 5. You can't beat that. They got 7 100-inch TV screens for game viewing. Can't beat that. Live stream of all the matches. A $10 cover, but that gives you free souvenir cup, free welcome drink, food for purchase. Now, you do have to reserve your spot, thefederalgrill.com. You go over there to reserve that spot. You're going to love it, though. It's going to be awesome. Also, the VIP experience is available for $85 per person. This includes access to a private patio, private TVs, dedicated server for the VIP, free welcome cocktail, three-course prefix menu, free souvenir cup, and free Don Julio 1942 mini bottle. Also, at all six of their Houston area locations, Shepherd, Headwood Village, Katy, the Woodlands, Downtown, and River Oaks, the Summer Sunset Social Hour. Federal American Grill this summer is extending their happy hour, their social hour. Why are they doing that? Because they think that you need to beat the heat. They think you deserve it by living in the Houston heat. This is available every day at all of their Houston area locations. It begins at 3 and it lasts until sunset all summer long. You're going to enjoy $7 cocktails, wine. You're going to enjoy the $5 beers. You're going to enjoy those $10 appetizers that are oh so good. Reuben sliders, Gardner Parker's chicken wings, sticky ribs, and of course my favorite, the Bang Bang shrimp. Get over there to Federal American Grill. You're going to be happy. The immaculate vibes of the Summer Sunset Social Hour. Don't be stuck in traffic. Go hang out. Have a great time. Enjoy some good food. Enjoy some good drinks. 713-780-3776. But Federal American Grill, where exceptional food meets Southern hospitality.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Senegal had a 2-0 lead on Belgium, and Belgium has scored two goals like in the last 2.5 minutes. Late, too. They're in the 89th minute. So they're on 2-0 about halfway through the 80s, and then they scored twice.
They scored in the 86th and 89th minute.
My goodness. It was 2-0. It was 2-0. 2-0 Senegal for the first 85 minutes.
Yeah.
Senegal's going full Boston Red Sox Bill Buckner right now. Look at that header. That was like a 180 header.
Yeah.
A little flick like that. That was beautiful. It'd be really nice if Belgium wanted to score a goal before extra time, though. That'd be really neat for those that are on the Belgium money line. That'd be cool. We did hit cash the over, though, so that's good.
Bang.
And the Blue Jays lead 9-0 at the top of the 8, so hopefully that one hits.
Bang.
You just told Brian it was too soon to cash it.
I was just waiting for it to get on there.
And you banged it.
Yep, bang. They've only got, the Mets only have 3 hits in this game. If we lose this game, it's the worst loss of ever for us.
The Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad. Would you bring Harden back to help out in the regular season, knowing you have KD to be the guy in the playoffs to make up for playoffs, Harden?
Hell no.
Nah, I don't want that. How long does Bronny stay a Laker now that Pops is moving on?
That's a great question.
I mean, he's kind of...
Did the Lakers cut him the second LeBron signed somewhere else?
They just guaranteed his contract.
Maybe they just trade him to that team.
Yeah, maybe.
For a second.
Hold him hostage?
Probably.
Yeah. It's just, hey, we really don't want him. LeBron negotiating with his next team. Hey, I really want my son. Yeah. Okay, we'll do it. We'll trade him a second.
Yeah, the Heat bench is going to be Bronny, Thanasis, and the other Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have to waste 3 roster spots on Nepo babies.
It'd be kind of cool, though. You could have James versus Antetokounmpo games.
It's true. Well, 3-on-2.
Yeah. What's Bryce Jackson up to? Actually, I know what he's doing. He's a redshirt in Arizona.
So he's still there. Yeah. Is he a transfer?
No, he went there. He just didn't play. Redshirted. Corey heard the bench saying DFS is the Rockets Abreu free agent signing, but maybe he's more like Walker. Bad first season coming off injury, but more respectable second year.
It's an optimistic point of view.
I mean, I don't think it's the worst. I mean, obviously you want to move the contract. If you don't move it, though, like, okay, well, hopefully he's good this year.
I mean, the problem with that comparison, though, is Walker at least had a span of time where he was good that first year. DFS did nothing the entire season.
He had that week where he came off the injury list.
No, he was bad. Did he?
I was like, I don't remember that.
No, he was brutal.
Like, he didn't even have, like, a Jose Abreu take the jersey off home run.
No, Rafael Stone had a terrible offseason last year. Terrible offseason. He had Capella and he had... that went off the post.
I thought we had it.
They had Capella and they had Dorian Finamis. Terrible offseason for Stone a year ago. How about getting Green while they could have gotten Mobley?
That's a
bad decision. You're right about that. Ocho Rockets should sign Nick Batum. He's 37, but cheap, still solid, and shoots 40% from 3. I think the Bogdan move was kind of their Batum move.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same player. They're not going to trade for Kyrie. Like, if there's a big Rockets move, it's happening in season.
Yeah.
It's a deadline move. Like, if Kyrie were to become, like, an option, show he's healthy and not get moved in the offseason, like, that's what I could see the Rockets doing at the deadline. And it's Kyrie's your starting point guard and friends your backup. But at this point in the offseason, they're kaput.
Nothing the Rockets do will make them contenders, says Ocho, but at least add some real shooters like Batum. He's on the Batum thing. He loves shooting.
Keith Light.
What do you mean?
Likes the older players.
He loves him.
Yeah.
Loves him some shooters. Well, he likes shooters.
That's true.
Yeah, Keith is biased to the older players that, you know, back a baseball card. Keith has a back a baseball card bias. Ocho's bias is shooting.
Yeah, just 3-point percentage.
That's all he cares about. He doesn't care if you're a traffic cone. He doesn't care if you have a refrigerator on your back. As long as you can shoot. That's all he needs.
And you don't want the fridge on your back.
No.
He may won't play you.
The Mike Conley's going to the Celtics. I just realized that. This is going to be 20 seasons in the NBA for Mike Conley.
That's
isn't it crazy that he was Greg Oden's point guard?
That's right.
Isn't that nuts?
I forgot. Doesn't
it feel like Greg Oden's been out of the league for 15 years?
He has been. When's the last time Greg Oden played a basketball game?
15 years ago. Like, it's crazy
like
that...
Like, that feels generous.
It's crazy that Yao Ming...
It was 14 years ago, 2012.
It's crazy that Yao Ming was drafted the draft class ahead of LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And it is crazy that Mike Conley was Greg Oden's point guard.
So does that make Conley the... Is he the oldest player in the NBA? Or the longest tenure player?
No.
So is it LeBron?
I think it's Jeff Green. Longest tenured?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jeff Green was in the league...
What year was LeBron?
2003.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the oldest then for sure. It says that Conley just finished his 19th season. He's one of four players from the 07 draft who are still active.
And Jeff Green's in that draft.
Green, Horford, and? He's a Rocket.
Durant.
Yeah, Durant.
Yeah.
So LeBron, I guess he is the longest tenured, yeah. LeBron's old.
It's very old.
He's an old man.
I have no idea where he's going to play at this point. Like, I think it's Miami.
I believe the Warriors.
It's crazy he hadn't signed.
I'm not surprised.
Did you see the report today that he wants to be on a team that can win now? Yesterday was all about the smile.
Yeah.
Today it's all about the winning.
But then we also got like the he'll play. There's a report he'll play for the league minimum, which like I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, BS flag.
I think his agent said he's talked to 12 to 14 teams about LeBron. It's a three-team race.
Yeah.
It's Cleveland, it's Miami, and it's Golden State. I don't think it's anyone else. I guess McMenamin crossed San Antonio off the list.
That doesn't make sense. It's perfectly fine. Ochoa says Bogdan can't shoot anymore, plus he's injury prone. I mean, he had his lowest career three-point shooter, or his lowest season three-point shooting last year, but it still wasn't brutal. This will be LeBron's 24th season. LeBron is milking the media for attention. He already knows. He should have another decision. Just, like, lean into the decision.
It would make me respect him more.
Yeah. Like just, if he wanted to like spoof it, I think it'd be cool too.
Yeah, just go back to where it all began, Boys and Girls Club.
It'd be so funny.
Announce it again. Like, yes.
Maybe they can do it on like on SNL or whatever.
Oh, that would be very funny. If he did
just
SNL.
Make fun of himself. Yeah. Like, yes. I think that would win a lot of people over for him.
It would. Instead, he's trying to be a golf influencer.
Yeah, he's got like is he really?
Yeah. He's like golfing all the time. He's trying to get in these videos. Like there's that big internet.
I'm sure it's gonna work.
Oh yeah.
I saw his swing. He didn't have a good swing.
Not surprised.
No, I can't hit the ball further than him. Junkie, I had the bet over. I had the over bet on the Senegal Belgium game as well, but my buddy in played a tie at plus 900. Love it when a plan comes together. I'm going to take it that you won the bet. Congratulations, that's awesome. Cool. DeAndre Jordan just signed another contract. He's been in the league for a million years too. He was a second rounder out of A&M.
So the game's not over yet.
What game?
This one.
It's got like a minute.
You could go goal still.
Yeah, hopefully that happens with the Belgians. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's cash or trash. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.